From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Wednesday, March 27th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how researchers in several states are working to find out what's behind the decline of the gray fox. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A soil scientist at the University of Illinois Urbana campus is reaching out to landowners and farmers as he prepares to take soil samples at locations where samples were taken years ago. Jim Meadows reports for Illinois Public Media.
Professor Andrew Marginot plans to compare the new soil samples with past samples stored at the U of I research farm. He says the old samples were taken at sites around the state as far back as the 1860s.
This is the oldest archive in the world and the largest extent. So spatially, it's an enormous coverage. This is it. This is the best we have in the entire world.
The old soil samples were used to make a map of Illinois soil types. Marginot says comparing old samples with new ones could reveal how the soil has been changed by farming techniques over the years. I'm Jim Meadows.
A report out yesterday draws attention to the treatment of pregnant detainees inside Illinois County jails. Alex Keefe has more.
The report from the Women's Justice Institute and the ACLU of Illinois gathers stories from some women who say they were shackled around their bellies for court dates or doctor's visits. Others say they got inadequate prenatal health care. Shauna Jean-Gonnet says she was incarcerated at Rock Island County Jail in 2019. She says she was handcuffed during the ultrasound where she found out the sex of her baby.
They could treat other humans with kindness and still do their job. You know, I understood that what I did was wrong and that I was going to do time, but you don't have to. You could treat people with dignity.
The report says more than a quarter of Illinois' 102 counties did not provide written policies about how to treat pregnant and postpartum detainees. Alex Keefe.
A self-made billionaire from St. Louis is sharing business advice with Central Illinoisans. Michael Roberts owns dozens of companies, including TV stations, construction companies, and real estate. He will challenge small business owners to embrace future technology.
What will it be like to have nothing but driverless cars? What is it going to be like to be able to realize that your medical practice will be largely robotic in nature? Are we really ready to accept that, understand it, and most importantly, make money off of it?
Tonight at 6:30, Roberts will speak with a panel of entrepreneurs at the Spurlock Museum of World Cultures in Urbana. A Black Business Expo will follow the discussion. Everything is open to the public. Anti-abortion groups gathered outside of the Walgreens headquarters in Deerfield yesterday to rally against mifepristone. It's a drug used to induce abortions and is currently the center of a case being heard in the U.S. Supreme Court. Anti-abortion groups and doctors are challenging whether the FDA can make these pills more accessible. Eric Scheidler with the Illinois-based Pro-Life Action League says based on oral arguments yesterday, he's not confident the court will side in their favor.
In many states around Illinois that have banned or restricted abortion, people are accessing abortion care through medication abortion pills being mailed to them, you know, from overseas or from states where abortion has been protected.
Walgreens began dispensing the drug earlier this month after the FDA last year authorized pharmacies to fill prescriptions for the medication. Still to come, we'll learn more about how researchers in several states are working to find out what's behind the decline of the gray fox. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
New on Masterpiece is a three-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Members can watch all three episodes now with WILL Passport.
You're listening to 217 Today, I'm Farrah Anderson. The gray fox is a unique animal. It's the only canine in North America that can climb trees. Yet while it can be found across much of the U.S., gray fox populations have plummeted in parts of the Midwest. As Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports, researchers in several states are trying to find out why.
Alana Wooded Ravine, Dave Hoffman, a technician with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, pulls an antenna and radio receiver out of the back of his truck. At first, he just hears static. But then...
Can you just hear the signal beep? That's their gray fox dialed into a frequency.
Hoffman and other DNR staff put a tracking collar on a 10-pound male gray fox, known for short as GF1, last November. The equipment Hoffman's using today helps him get within range of the fox and his collar so he can download several weeks' worth of data.
So this will kind of tell us about his den sites and particularly the habitat that he's using here.
Gray foxes are small, about the size of an average house cat, and like cats, they can climb trees. Their rotating forearms and hooked claws help them scoot up trees to escape predators and to hunt. While gray foxes can be found from southeastern Canada to northern Venezuela and Colombia, these nocturnal, somewhat secretive animals prefer to avoid people. Still, in Iowa, state biologist Vince Evelsizer says there's been a noticeable decline in gray foxes over the last two decades.
And it's to the point now where it's pretty big concern because the population is so low that we're at risk of even losing the species of wildlife out there.
He says the DNR has tracked a downward trend with historic harvest data and more recent wildlife surveys. Biologists from Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio also have noticed a similar decline. Now, agencies in all four states are conducting gray fox studies and planning to share their findings. From there, they can figure out what may help gray foxes rebound. Indiana DNR is the furthest along with a four-year study that wraps up this summer. Project leader Darian Albers says they saw worrying trends with gray foxes.
We are hearing some concern from the public, especially from like licensed trappers, that they weren't seeing them anymore where they used to. And that kind of spurred us to start looking into it and then put some funding toward this big research project to try to understand what was going on.
Indiana partnered with Wildlife Ecology Institute, a nonprofit based in Montana, to radio collar gray foxes and collect tracking data. Technicians also collected blood and tissue samples for disease testing and genetic analysis. Don Redding, an associate professor of biology at Luther College in Iowa, is leading the lab work. While there's still a lot of data to go through, Redding says the highly contagious canine distemper virus is a big concern.
Canine distemper virus seems to be a major source of mortality for gray foxes in our study area. And, you know, this is important. They're not the only species that can get canine distemper virus.
Coyotes, raccoons, skunks, and domestic dogs and cats can all spread distemper, although it's not clear exactly how the disease is reaching gray foxes. Researchers are also looking into habitat loss and competition with other wildlife as possible causes for the gray fox decline. Coyotes are known to be a threat to gray foxes, but a recent study from North Carolina suggests the two can coexist if there are enough trees for gray foxes to climb. Lead author Ariel Parsons says those findings could extend to the Midwest.
Because we're all seeing indications that coyotes are playing a role, but clearly habitat is also an important factor, and likely there's an interaction between the two.
Loss of woodlands to suburban development and agriculture could be a factor. Studies in the Midwest will help determine that. And Parsons says she's excited to see more research into the gray fox.
They've been a background species, but now we are seeing, boy, you know, this species that has previously been fairly common and that we've ignored is starting to decline. And that's a red flag.
Parsons says it indicates that we may be missing something that's affecting other wildlife, not just gray foxes. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 48 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Alex Keefe, Mawa Iqbal, and Rachel Kramer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.